Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
I've got a charter, or if you prefer, charter.
Ooh, I've got a cressy sandwich.
Date Fight! Hello there, welcome to Date Fight. It's a podcast where we take things that occurred on this day in history and we pitch them against each other.
Yes, we do. He's Jake Yap. I'm Nat Tapley. And together we have trawled through all of the events in human history to find the two that were most delightful and to present them to you for your entertainment and for the judgment of Lizzie Roper. Hello, Lizzie Roper.
Hello, I'm Lizzie Roper. I'm the village idiot they keep in the stocks and throw rotten tomatoes at me until I beg for mercy and make a judgment call. Hello.
Are you happy in your work?
I do. I love tomatoes.
Great.
Good.
Great.
The first Rotten Tomato today is from the 26th of August, 1346. Now, British people love to talk about two World Wars and one World Cup.
Carry on.
Did you ever wonder how British men achieved direction before the World Wars and the World Cup? Well, I'll tell you. It was because of the Hundred Years' War. So you could say Poitiers, Agincourt, Crecy, and on the 26th of August... didn't really have the... meter.
No.
26th of August 1346, there was the Battle of Crecy, the third of three big battles which the English won during the Hundred Years' War. But we forget the fact that we lost the rest of it. Anyway, it was because when William the Conqueror invaded...
You don't have your country, mate.
When William the Conqueror invaded, he was Duke of Normandy. So he became King of England, but he was still Duke of Normandy. So when the English kings and queens went to visit their stuff they owned in Normandy, they still had to be subjects of the French king. And the French king quite enjoyed that, making the King of England come over and kneel before him and say, yes, thank you for being so lovely. I'd like to keep all my stuff in Normandy, thanks. And Edward III said, you know what? That's boring. I'm not doing that. You're not the boss of me. I'm the boss of me. That's mine. I'm not coming over and saying you're the best. Shut up.
Wow.
And Philip VI of France went, in that case, we will have Normandy. That will be mine. And I will have Caen. And we will have we'll have it all. That's mine now. You are a terrible man. And Edward III went, right. I'll show you. And he sent over Henry someone.
Henry the chest.
Get me someone, anyone.
Henry the lesbian.
And so in March, Henry the yes,
he was busy.
March 1346, the French raised the biggest army the French had ever raised, 15,000 and 20,000 men to go and kick the little English army out. And Edward III pulled together the biggest English fleet there had ever been up to that point. 700 vessels full of English people went across the Channel and dumped them all in Normandy, and they started going across Normandy and fighting with the French, and the French kept running away and burning everything and then coming back, so the English didn't have anything to eat because everything was burned. So then they'd have to be really horrible to the local French people to get them to give them all their stuff instead, because they weren't going to starve, not when there are French peasants around to eat. Edward III was waiting for his Flemish reinforcements, but they didn't come. They never arrived.
It's a terrible word, Flemish.
I'm a bit Flemish, yeah.
Sounds like they've got an awful cold.
Oh, Flemish.
They're the Flems.
Flem.
Anyway, so Edward III realised the Flems weren't coming and he retreated back to Crécy-en-Ponthieu, at which point the French turned up with 20,000 people and with lots of Italian crossbowmen. The Italian crossbowmen were meant to be the best crossbowmen in the world, and all the English had was the Welsh. They had Welsh longbowmen. The longbow had a greater range than the crossbow, and you could fire arrows a second, which was way more than you could fire from a crossbow. But the crossbow, when you're close up, is much better. France put up their flag, which was called the Oriflamme, which meant, we're not taking any prisoners, so any of you who fall over in the mud will get stabbed and left there. People have argued whether that was a good idea, because if you're saying you're not taking any prisoners, that means that people have no reason to not fight you, because if you're just going to kill them away, you may as well keep fighting. And at which point it began to rain, so the longbowmen had to loosen all their bows,
shafts.
Because if the... Oh. Yes. No, they kept their shafts dry to loose them later on.
That's a good idea.
The,
They were caring for their shafts. They were just merely addressing.
The only good kind of shaft is a dry shaft, Nat.
I think a little bit of moisture.
Two fingers.
So anyway, sorry. They decide to have the battle anyway.
Sorry.
Yeah, yes. They decided to have the battle anyway, as it was raining, and you could only reload a crossbow at that point by pressing it on the ground, but the ground had all turned to mud, so the crossbowmen were rubbish, and they couldn't reload their crossbows, and so the longbowmen just went, ka-poing, 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 they killed loads of Italians, and the Italians went, oh no, they're firing their longbows at us, we must get away, and they all turned around and ran away, and the French went, zut alors, they are running away, why are you running away, you cowardly Italians, and so they killed their own Italian crossbowmen, because they were so cross with them running away, and then they tried to do a cavalry charge, but the English were up a hill. It was really muddy and rainy and full of dead Italians by this point, and so they had to go around the dead Italians. Meanwhile, the longbowmen were still going, ka-poing, 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 ka-poing.
Can I handle your ka-poing?
I can't handle your and so they kept charging, being fought off by the longbowmen, and then they'd get to the people with the swords, and the people with the swords would hack at them, and then they'd have to go, oh no, we are now too much for us, we will go back down and back, so there's loads of us. And they did that all day and all night.
Ka-poing.
And then blind King John of Bohemia, he was there, don't know what side he was on.
I think you mean. Yes.
Don't know what side he was on.
Wow.
Anyway, he was there. He tied his horse to two of his attendants so he could keep fighting, but the horses ran off and dragged him behind, and he was killed. King Philip of France was there. He got an arrow in the jaw. Poing, poing. And at the end of the second day, 40 English people had died.
Can you get this out of my jaw, please?
At the end of the second day, 40 English people had died. And 30,000 French were dead.
Blimey.
Blimey, alright.
Yes. We think those were...
Two World Wars and one ka-poing, dude.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Anyway, that's why the English had Calais. We owned Calais and we owned most of Northern France for the next 200 years.
And we still do, mate.
We say we. Do. Mm. We certainly act.
Well, you own a little bit of it now, don't you, Mr. Yap?
Well, there's a fun sort of... bravo. That was you brought history to life there.
That was amazing.
The ka-poing, ka-poing, honestly made my day. Right, I've got a bit about French, all the French that and that for all the French and that,
all the French and that.
But this is not real French. This is Canadian French. Hi, Canadians. Absolute nonsense. So the National Assembly of Quebec. Did a in 1977 on this day, the 26th of August, they established the Charter of the French Language, saying that French is henceforth the official language of Quebec. Except, of course, that's not how they do it. I find it ironic that they were like, yeah, no, French. That's it. We're ring fencing it. It's French. It's French all the way. I feel like France probably went, yeah, but that's not French. That stuff you talk is weird. Je ne sais pas, c'est quelque chose de bizarre. They talk like that. It's like, what is that? It's like the donkey least successful French. Sesame Street character. Like, it's just weird. Mais c'est quoi ça? Pourquoi tu parles comme ça? It's weird.
It's like it's like ping pong it's ball like in their
it's
cheek
like it's like many listeners we have in Canada.
It's like learning French, but only learning it with your fingers in your ears. You know what I mean? So all you can hear is the kind of
like the Snoopy version.
Oh wow, Snoopy French.
Snoopy French.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Office québécois de la langue française, soi-disant. Well, it got known as the language police once it was established. They were responsible for enforcing this policy about linguistic officialization. Ooh. And there was an event in 2013 called Pastagate, when an Italian restaurant got cited because they had pasta, antipasti, calamari and things like that on its menu instead of using French equivalents.
What is the French equivalent of calamari?
What's the French for linguine?
I don't know. Leave me alone. Bonjour. Baguette. I don't know. Shut up.
Yeah, probably it's just another baguette. Yeah. Have you got any, yeah. got any fusilli? Yeah. Another baguette.
Yeah. That's so, and you can't...
Have you got anything that's vegetarian? We have pork.
You can't have an on-off switch in Quebec. And what? Steaks have to be called beefsteak.
Well, you don't, do you? Beefsteak.
Tu peux pas manger un steak, il faut que ce soit un beefsteak. Even though that's just a corruption of English in the first place.
Les roast beef.
Mais qu'est-ce que mon fauteuil là, en Canada, Québec, qu'est-ce que mon fauteuil là, c'est bizarre.
Just so you know, 3% of our listeners come from Canada. Just pointing it out.
Hello, Canada. Hello, Canada.
I love Canada. I
wanted to move to Canada.
And I went to Montreal and I thought it was fabulous.
I went to Toronto for 4 days and ended up staying a fortnight.
There you go. I stayed in the Celebrity Budget Hotel.
Ooh.
Is that where Carrie Katona stayed?
Just outside Toronto Airport.
The Budget Celebrities.
Yeah, it was the Budget Celebrity Inn. And there
did
weren't.
You get
I
in
didn't
a celebrity
see any,
in a budget way.
I did not see any budget celebrities, but I did see a door that had been punched in. And that was pretty exciting.
Was that crew kicking off because his room service was a bit cold?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know which budget celebrity punched the door in. It was probably Celine Dion.
Gary Katona's poutine was cold.
Bernie Clifton.
Yeah, it's a horrible feeling, cold poutine.
Yeah.
No one wants their poutine to be cold.
Anyway, can I do the birthdays?
Yeah, please put me out of everyone's misery.
Happy birthday to Mother Teresa, St. Teresa of Calcutta. How do we feel about Mother Teresa?
Not
are we generally pro or against?
Queen.
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 She was a famous archer. When she couldn't cure people's HIV, she used to pin them against a board and fire arrows at them. Or at least she may have well have done, because she refused to provide them with proper medication. That's Mother Teresa, St. Teresa of Calcutta, who actually preferred people not to have analgesics or pain relief in her hospitals, because despite the many millions of dollars she was given in donations, she saw people's poverty as purifying. Mother Teresa. Happy death day to Tex Avery, who steered Warner Brothers away from Disney-esque sentimentality to create Looney Tunes, to invent Daffy Duck. He was good. I like Tex Avery.
Yeah, that's good.
That's all there is to say about Tex Avery. He made cartoons good. He made stop
them being
rubbish.
Was better than Mother Teresa.
Yeah. He was an animator at one point, and he lost his left eye in a roughhousing incident with other animators.
Roughhousing?
Yeah.
You never get roughhousing. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, stuck in his eye. He lost the sight in his left eye. Then he had to stop animating and start directing.
Well, I mean, I want to get roughhoused. I've never been roughhoused in my life.
To the point where you lose an eye.
No, I don't lose an eye. Not an eye loss. Roughhousing.
It's all fun and roughhouse until...
Yeah.
Well. Lizzie Roper.
Oh, yes. Oh, hello. So, Now then. Transport yourself back to 1346.
If you were standing near Cressy, all you'd hear today is kapwing, kapwing, kapwing.
Yes, I knew this was worth my time doing it all those years ago. So here we go. Long ago, a maiden fair lamented her lover. Gone was he forever, lost in the battle of Cressy. Yeah. We had to sing that at school, and I had no idea what I was talking about, but apparently it was just lots of ping, ping, ping,
ping, ping.
If they'd made that into a chorus, I'd have enjoyed it a whole lot more. And yes, top marks to Tapley. He gave us the best battle of the year.
He brought it to life. It was the best battle of the
Italian.
Year.
Yeah. He gave us the French.
Yeah.
He gave us all the armoury. He gave us an arrow in the jaw.
It was a clean sweep, really.
It was very good. I mean, Mr. Yap, your summation of the French language,
very nice.
As spoken in Quebec, very, very, very good. Very good.
Very
interesting.
Offensive.
slightly offensive, yes. I've always got room to be slightly offensive. But because
that's just
I
me.
Don't...
I'm just saying what everyone's thinking about the Quebecois
Canadian
accent.
Canadian pronunciation.
That's just me. That's who I am.
I'm very glad that you're owning the offence, so I will side with Mr. Tapley and I shall be giving him the point and you can take all the abuse. Hurrah!
Hooray! Thank you. That was all Jake's fault.
No! Wait, no! That's... No! This has not gone well. Adieu.
That's 3-1 for the week.
Quebec.
3-1!
3-1.
He won.
Come on.
3-1.
No, not over yet.
Yeah. Free date fights.
I think I need to get more firm, maybe, and maybe start giving somebody 500 points and somebody minus points. And then you might start behaving. Yes. Yes.
There's no reason.
Do come back tomorrow to see if that happens.
Yeah. Let's tweak the format again. Why not?
Be bothered.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at freestylelibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at freestylelibre.us.